Hello again, this is Arizona Cal coming to you from the warm side of a Saguaro cactus. From out here, in, around, about, and near the outskirts of Tempe, Tucson, Mesa, and points west. Me and my buddy and sometimes constant companion Zuni Bob, we're sitting here on our aluminum and nylon reclining folding lawn chairs, clutching a couple of cold ones, waiting for things to die down a little bit, when suddenly the dregs of a dying desert dust devil drug a daily double edition down into my lap. Not the whole thing, of course, but pages 1, 2, 11, and 12. I didn't even have to get up. Made my day, dotted my I, so to speak. That is, until I started smoothing it out for a leisurely perusal. I was thanking God for all the little things when on page 2, an article just leaped out at me, begging for my attention. Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys. My kind of article. But to my horror, I found that this article is obviously a falsehood manufactured by some deviant who apparently lost his job at the National Enquirer. They're saying that old Roy, the last of the true American yodelers, is strung out on a soap opera, The Guiding Light. Every day at 11. Hell, Roy was my guiding light. I wouldn't be where I am today without old Roy's sure-handed influence. Am I expected to turn into some daytime media zombie whose entire life cycle revolves around some syrupy soap opera? What's this doing to Trigger? I asked Bob. He told me they stuffed him. Well, they probably had to keep him from mangling the Magnavox. Fie on you, Dale Evans. It's got to be her fault. Make it right, Roy. Sing happy trails to her for the last time and get back into the mainstream with the rest of us wranglers. And so, with a hearty hi-yo, Trigger, this is Arizona Cal coming to you from the warm side of a Saguaro cactus.